It was a great series for the Mets out in Cleveland. Carson Benge was an absolute monster in the series. And Carson Benge is, look, I understand where the Mets are at right now. And so I use the word quietly when I say this. Carson Benge is quietly putting together a 20 homers, 20 stolen bases rookie campaign, which is very impressive. The defense is awesome. Just breathtaking. I mean, it feels like every week Benge is having a catch that is so dramatic and so spectacular that Gary Cohen whips out a word that just makes me feel dumber. He uses a serpentipolumulus. And I'm like, what? That sounds like an organ or something. I'm like, I've never heard that word in my life, but I do know that Carson Benge can go after it. And whether it's the defense, whether it's the power, whether it's the stolen bases, there's a lot to like about Carson Benge's game. And he's really hitting a stride now as we've gotten into August. Batting in the middle of the order. That shot he had the other night to basically dead center or a little maybe left of dead center, if you're looking at it. I guess it depends on where you're sitting. So it could be left or right. So either way, you wouldn't be wrong when you said it. But he hit the ball over the fence. That's the bottom line. He hit it hard and he hit it far. Now, I'm not the biggest. The advanced stat people, that's fine. You know, you can go down that route. That's cool. But I'm more just the ball sounded like it was hit very loudly and went very far. And I'm more of that than I am an exit velo or launch angle or anything of that case. But I am very impressed with the way Carson Benge is handling himself, the way he is producing. And along with A.J. Ewing and, of course, Juan Soto, you're looking at this outfield now, the three guys that are going to roam this outfield for many, many years to come. And that's something to be really excited about. And Benge has just been absolutely dynamite. And like I said, quietly, but when it's all said and done here, 2020 should be well within reach. 20 homers, 20 stolen bases. And for that, as a rookie, that is very, very impressive. And there's a lot to like about Carson Benge, not only presently, but also in the future. And that goes for the entire outfield. Now, as far as the sit-down, and it's funny, I think that was the word they use in ESPN. When I hear sit down, it's like, is Tony Soprano involved? I mean, is Freddie Peralta had a sit down with Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor? So basically, Freddie Peralta's Tony Soprano and Soto and Lindor are Paulie Walnuts and Ralphie? 10 G's for an alarm code? Two tops. Heist, felony, a lap. I have to, when I quote The Sopranos, really I earn my money because I have to take out half of the actual dialogue because it is offensive and there's a lot of curses. So I have to be, and then sometimes they say words in Italian that I always wonder, like if you, it's funny, you can't curse on the radio, but what if I curse in Italian? Is that okay? Are we going to get dinged for that? Or say, because I'm always like, I used to hear my grandparents say this word all the time, but I'm like, I don't think, you know, what they said at the barbershop or in our house, I don't think the FCC would want to hear that on the radio. So I always tread a little lightly with that to the point where sometimes I do say the word and I go, oh boy, is that a bad word? And I look it up. I'm like, it's not that bad. It's okay. I'm all right. But whenever I quote The Sopranos, I have to tread lightly. But anyway, you think of sit down, you think of The Sopranos, but that's reportedly, and at least Francisco Lindor confirmed it, Juan Soto didn't, but apparently Freddie Peralta, who everything you heard about Freddie, and obviously we talk about him now in the past tense because he's with Tampa, is that he's a great guy, great clubhouse guy, has, you know, the barbecues at his house, you know, great leader, and he showed a ton of leadership here by having this sit-down, this meeting. And look, I think chemistry is overblown when it comes to baseball. I really do. It's not basketball. Like, the Knicks won a championship because of chemistry, continuity, cohesiveness. That's why they are the reigning, defending, undisputed champions of basketball. When it comes to baseball, yeah, it'd be great if everybody loved each other. But ultimately, it is a individual sport played in a team sort of format. You know, Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor don't have to like each other. They don't have to have chemistry in order for the Mets to succeed and win championships. They don't. Now, what you don't want is the locker room to be toxic and their relationship to be so uncomfortable that it sort of bleeds over to your young players. I mean, you have Ewing, you have McClain, you have Benge, you have Thornton, you have Scott. More young players on their way up. And the last thing you want is sort of an uncomfortable atmosphere because it kind of sets a bad tone for younger players who are impressionable. But otherwise, they don't have to be best of friends. I mean, I know that story came out in the offseason. I think it was Mike Pumo had it, where paraphrasing, but essentially Francisco Lindor, because he's into fashion and Juan Soto cares more or is more into baseball than he would be fashion. So on a Saturday night in the offseason, Francisco Lindor would rather go to Paris, which is rich people, like Tiki would say this, Paris, which is Paris. I mean, it's rich person for Paris. Or they want to go to a fashion show, the Met Gala, and not the Metropolitans. I mean, the actual Met Gala that they have in the spring. And that's what Lindor wants to do on a Saturday night. How fast can you have your bags packed for Milan? I got a meeting with Dolce & Gabbana. And that's basically what Francisco Lindor is doing on a Saturday. And Juan Soto in the offseason. And Juan Soto wants to go to a batting cage. Okay. They don't have to be the best of friends. They don't have to share outside interests. And I can't speak to any type of heat they would have culturally or anything like that. But what I can say is that they don't have to be the best of friends. And all it takes is other leaders or a manager to step in and just sort of broker that relationship and get to the point where it is just amicable. And they respect each other, and that's it. They don't have to go out for cappuccino after the game. They could both go to the movies by themselves like I'm about to do, and it's totally fine. When you're losing, when you have what happened last year and now what has happened this year, stuff like this gets more attention and a little bit more overblown because the X's and O's of the game are less of a thing, and it's more about, well, there must be an issue, and that issue must be causing them to lose, and when we all know that isn't the case. You don't want a locker room or a clubhouse that is impressionable on young kids, and it could potentially sort of give them a bad taste in their mouth and a bad view on the big leagues and the relationships that are involved with teammates. But otherwise, it's an individual sport. That's what it is. It's not basketball. It's not where I have to know where you're going to be and you have to know where I'm going to be and we have to pass each other the ball. And, you know, it's okay if, you know, it becomes high school just a little bit. And if, you know, Juan Soto wants to create a rumor that Francisco Lindor has cooties or something, it's not a big deal. And everybody laughs at Francisco Lindor when they're eating Sloppy Joes in the... Where would we eat when we were in high school there? I probably should have wrote that joke out. I don't really remember. Oh, like cafeteria. That's the word. Okay, I forgot that. Yeah, I should have wrote that. I don't write anything down. I just kind of talk all the time. But people think I jot stuff down. I do. I will say this. I do have show notes, but I never look at them. Like the notes I have written down for me tonight, I have literally written Hillary Duff concert, Ask Tommy Anything, The Many Tommies, My Sweat Was Sweating, Movies by Myself. That's what I wrote down. Those are the notes. Those are the bullet points. So really, we do a lot of show prep here. But the relationship between these two fellows, Soto and Lindor, I think the idea that they are now on at least some type of same page is what's best for business as far as just for the young players and stuff. But I don't think it has any type of bearing one way or the other on the success of the team. I really don't. I'm sure there have been plenty of teammates through the years across all the major sports or any sport that have had guys in the locker room that they don't get along with and they don't like. You know, there are cliques everywhere. You know that. Any office, any form of entertainment, families have cliques. I mean, cliques exist. As long as it's not to the point where there's a line in the sand, so to speak, and it's, well, Team Lindor versus Team Soto, things of that. And I wouldn't think it would be here because you got a lot of young players who probably don't care one way or the other as far as siding with one. You know, maybe with a veteran group, that might be more of a sort of baseball civil war, so to speak. But that's good on Freddie Peralta. And it says, and look, I was very much on board with the Peralta trade. In the offseason, this past offseason, I was open to an extension if everything went well with Freddie Peralta. I was always a fan of his from afar. And unfortunately, it didn't work out. It was a disappointing run, to say the least, with the Mets. But he was able to put this together. That's good. And hopefully he left a lasting impression on both of those guys. And now I think to take it a step further, you hire the right manager to keep the peace between two of these guys. Assuming that it is that way, because I don't know if it's one, because let's be honest, I mean, it basically was confirmed that McNeil and Francisco Lindor used to basically punch each other in the face. So I don't think anything like that's going on. Just because Juan Soto doesn't want walk the red carpet on a Saturday night with Francisco Lindor, I don't think that automatically means they're at each other's throats.